Monday, November 16th, 2020, 3:26 a.m. Okay, I'm out here getting ready to start painting again. Mr. Goobs is with me. For how long, I don't know. So let me get at it and see what happens. 3:43 a.m. Okay, I'm in the process of mixing up paint and listening to the news at the same time. And they're talking about the election and the recount, blah, 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 what the president's doing as far as lawsuits are concerned. But then they came up with this story that there's the voting software that from, is I guess, some company named Dominion distributes some voting software to various states. It's not used nationwide, but some states opted to use it. And coincidentally, all the states are the ones that are that are being contested by the president. And actually, but that's not what I'm going to complain about, but that I'm really concerned about. It's in Michigan. Apparently, there was some kind of human error glitch or error that caused a significant amount of Trump votes getting switched over to Biden. Okay? The fact that the software can do this, voting software can do that, is concerning to me. You know, why would you even use software that could even possibly do that, even with a human error glitch or error, just a plain error? You know, why would you do that? It would seem to me that you could make it software that just counts this votes and puts it over here. Counts this vote and puts it over there. What's the deal? Why would you have a vote software that even allowed it? You can make a software that even would make it impossible to change votes, but they don't have that. That's concerning to me. Why would anybody use that? Okay, so back to mixing. 7:41 a.m. Okay, my next door neighbor across the street, his wife's car was parked out in front of our house. Well, not in front, but in front of our yard, to the east side of our yard, which is kind of like in front of his house, but on the opposite side of the street, which, you know, I don't have a problem with, but we were just wondering, you know, why hasn't he moved it? He moved it on Saturday, and here it is Monday, and it was still there. And I got the answer this morning. Just a few minutes ago, there's a AAA tow truck out there getting ready to load it up. I guess it broke down. And the reason why he had it out on the street is because on Saturday, they had the birthday party for their firstborn, little boy. And it was a one-year. I think it was a one-year, isn't it? Yeah, I think it is a one-year birthday. Is that all he is? Why? Maybe 2 year, I'm not sure. But he's a little kid. And, you know, he probably had fun, but he probably forgot about it already. And anyway, so they moved it out and along with some other vehicles, and they had the couple of these inflatable jumping things for kids to get into, you know, and jump around. And also they had pony rides. They had two ponies come over, and they had pony rides in the backyard. And had the whole family over there and everything. So that's why you can probably hear that now. Let me turn off my heater. You can probably hear. Barely hear the tow truck out there. He's been idling out there for about 5 minutes now. Talking about painting, what was I going to say about painting? I was drawing the sex dummy holding a flat screen TV for Homer and coming out of a box, shipping box. to draw it, I kind of made a couple of attempts, and then I decided to start at the base. So I drew a floor in, is basically what I did. and just to give me a certain feel for it and where I was going. Then from there on, it was easier to say, okay, here's the floor, here's the image, let's throw it up there. But you know, doing the making two attempts at it to begin with, I already knew what I didn't want to do, as far as how to put that in there. So we'll see how this turns out. Yeah, okay. Back to painting. 10:04 a.m. Okay, I've stopped painting. I've cleaned up. So I got to get going here. Got to take the dog out. I added the sex doll coming out of a cardboard box holding a television for Homer Simpson. So that's pretty much what I did today. And gotta get going here. Gotta do my walk and lift some weights and all that sort of stuff. So I'll close it for now.